Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, whatever platform you are listening on, thank you. I appreciate it, as always. Appreciate everyone who takes the time to listen and or participate. Thank you. Shelby, hey girl, you're number one today. Blood Ninja, hey, welcome back. Number two, and Frankie. Number three, welcome. I appreciate everyone. Have a little bit of fun today or try to have a little bit of fun. All right, so what is the topic today? Okay, I swear it wasn't me. And y'all remember what we used to say when we were kids, whoever said it. But are we just talking about passing gas? Yeah, are we just talking about that? Are we just talking about like just whatever? Whoever said it, you know, if your parents said, you know, or if you told on somebody, said that, you know, somebody ate the last cookie, whatever. Is it always whoever said it did it? Is it always the person who volunteers the information? Are they always the guilty party? Are they always the ones who are trying to deflect from themselves over to someone else? You know, and going back to the gas, or as people say, the farts. You know those silent but deadly ones? Hey, Lou, welcome. Those silent but deadly ones, you know, it's like, why do people want to hide those? Why do people, you know, have those and they get up and they move to, I'm sorry, I'm just cracking myself up here. They move to another part of the room. You know, it's like, why don't you own that fart? You know what I mean? Because the bottom line, don't people usually know? Lou says, what did I walk smelling into? You know, so, I mean, don't people usually know who did it? You know, again, if you're in school and, you know, the person who blames somebody else, are they the ones that actually did it? Are they the ones that actually, you know, was talking when the teacher was out the room or whatever? I mean, is it always the one, whoever said it, they're the ones that did it? Juju, hey. So what do you all think? But I will give you guys a little bit of trivia on gas or farts. 99% of the gas, supposedly, that you produce does not smell. So that means that 1%, that one silent but deadly one that you pass, was that 1% that passed. You know, they say that we produce about 500 to 1,500 milliliters of gas per day and expel it in 10 to 20 farts. So I'm just giving a little bit of trivia here. Gum and soda make you fart more. Did y'all know that? Now, see, I'm not a big soda drinker, but soda tends to make me belch or pop, wherever you are in the world, whatever part of the country you're in, soda, pop, whatever. It tends to make me belch, but some people say that belching are just, you know, farts that come out of your mouth. You know, and they say that you, there's a reason why you don't mind the smell of your own farts. I mean, you know, because we get accustomed to them over time, you know? So, okay. And Shelby says, Dr. Pepper does that to my daughter. It makes her pass gas or it makes her belch. So, I mean, do you guys, okay, burp. Okay. So do you guys, I mean, do you think that's true that you get accustomed to your own gas over time? And so they don't smell to you? I mean, to me, I don't care if it's coming out of me or coming out of someone else. It smells. So, and then they say that you can actually light a fart on fire. Now, I've never tried it. Don't think I ever would. But if that's true, that would be an interesting science project for any kid out there who wants to possibly do something different the next time they have a science project to turn in. Just a suggestion. So, all right. What else? Oh, this one was, it was interesting to me. Starving your fart producing bacteria is not a good idea. So basically don't hold it in. You're supposed to just let it rip. But anyway, going back to the question, whoever said it, did it. And, you know, I swear it wasn't me. So, why do people, you know, not just talking about gas or anything, but why do people deflect onto someone else something that's an embarrassing thing? I mean, especially if it's something that's, you know, let's see, Shelby says there is more room out than in. Yeah, there is. You know, so why do people do that? I mean, why do we deflect over to someone else, even if it's embarrassing? But don't you think that people kind of know that it was you? You know, it was you who, you know, swiped that cookie. It was you who passed that gas. You know, it was you who broke that lamp, whatever. Don't you think that people kind of know that it is you? So is it true that whoever said it did it? Ellie, welcome. So y'all are being quiet today. Let's see. Lou says, I blame little babies at the stores. Okay, Lou. Now that's a good one, but what if there are no babies around? It's a frog in the house. Dang, Shelby, how much is going on in that house? How many people are letting it rip for it to be a frog in the house? It's a motorcycle. Dang, Juju, a motorcycle? That was a big one. Oh boy. And how many people, and see now y'all got me going back to the whole fart thing. So how many people try to cover it up with noise? Okay, Shelby says, oh, you know my hubby is a gas machine. So I mean, seriously, how many people try to cover it up with noise? Or you know, if you're in the kitchen or something, you feel one about to come and you turn on the faucet. I mean, I don't know. So, hey, Ellie. Ellie wants to talk about a little gas. Hey, Ellie.
I just came in, so I don't have any clue about this, you know, topic.
Oh, we're talking about, I'm trying to have a fun show today. We're talking about whoever said it, did it. So basically, you know, people who pass gas, fart, whatever.
Oh, that's funny. Just like the fucking idiot.
Yes. Yes. And Lou says, I don't hold the man. Now, I will say this. If I happen to let one slip, I do own it, and I will say, excuse me, okay? So my thing is, if you let one out, at least say, excuse me, or pardon me, or something. Just don't let it out and walk away, and, you know, whatever. And also, if you feel one coming, if possible, if you're in a small enclosed space with a lot of other people, can you try to hurry up and get out of the room and let it out there? Because being in a windowless room with someone who is doing that is no. Mm-mm. And Juju says, if it's loud, I always climate. What does that mean? I don't understand what she means there. If it's loud, I always climate. I don't know what that means, Juju. Okay. And Lou says, I wouldn't walk down that aisle. Something died. And that's another thing too, y'all. Some people, and even ourselves, we have done it. Let one out that smells like somebody died. So, you know. Okay, okay, Ellie, what did you say?
What should they do? The smell. It's kind of, you know, rude.
I mean, if I'm in an enclosed space, or if it's just me and a few people, and people would know it was me, I try to hold it in. I do. And usually I end up with a stomach ache or something, you know. But sometimes, you know, when you feel like that, you actually just need to go to the bathroom, you know, whatever. But, okay, Juju, you're saying you would claim it. If you let it out, you claim it. Okay, got it. Oh, spoiled fart alert. That's gross. I held it in and ended up in the emergency room. Yeah, I mean, you can't hold it in and it can make you sick. And Lou says, keep away from open flames. And from that little piece of trivia that I share, it said that you can light a fart on fire because it is flammable gas. Exactly. You know, so Bart,
it can
welcome.
Be used as a fuel.
Oh, and Juju says, the doctor said never hold it in, and believe me, I was 21 at the time. I just let it rip. Yes, methane is flammable. So, I mean, and how many people have done it purposely just to piss someone off or to be rude, like in front of a boyfriend or girlfriend that you wanted to break up with, you didn't like, in front of the in-laws, in front of your boss, in front of your coworkers? How many people have just done it just to piss people off? Anybody? I will admit I have done that. I did that at one of my jobs. And I just sat there because people couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
How was others' reaction? How was Jackson, Blue Sister.
They, I mean, everyone was like, God, who is doing that? That smells. I was like, I don't know. Who grows? You know, I just said the same thing that they did. And I would just, and I was moving, or I purposely was getting up and I was like moving around the room. And that particular day, I ate something and I had gas and I was working in a place that I did not like. And I was just, but anyway, hey Shelby.
Hello.
And bro.
Hey, Shelby.
Hi.
Bro, welcome. So,
I got something to say.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us.
Okay. My husband loves to do this to me. Okay. His thing is like on Friday nights, if we go out to eat and we come home, he will come, like, I usually tend to go to the bedroom about 8 o'clock to get wind down, you know. So he'll come in there if he's watching something in here on commercial breaks. He'll come to the bedroom and he'll fart and leave.
Oh, that's gross. That's gross.
And he does that crap on purpose because he knows I will, you know, I mean, it's nasty and it gets me mad and I start to yell and argue with him. And it makes me mad.
So if you ignore it, will he stop?
No. Because he knows eventually I'm going to say something.
Okay, can I ask? Shelby, when did that behavior start?
As soon as we got married.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Actually, since we've been together.
Like when y'all were dating?
Yes.
Now see, Shelby, and y'all gonna say, Silent, you're wrong. But for me, that's grounds for not marrying somebody. Seriously, because you're talking about till death do you part. So even if y'all got divorced, you figure, okay, we'll be together probably for at least 5 to 10 years. So I gotta deal with that. I am totally serious. I think bad habits. See, now we're kind of changing the thing of the show, but I think bad habits are a reason not to marry someone or to be with someone. I am totally serious.
I don't know. Love does strange things to you.
Yeah, love does the strange things to you. But I am going to tell you one thing that I said that I would never do, and I never have, and I never will. I have never ever shared a bathroom with my husband from day one. It was like, nope. Wherever we live, we're going to have two bathrooms because I am not sharing a bathroom with a man. And honestly, I don't like sharing a bathroom with women. I want my own bathroom, whatever. So whatever your husband, if y'all want to go and do whatever you want in the bathroom, then that's fine. But coming in and purposely, nope, Shelby, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I mean, Ellie, I'm gonna bring you in on this. I mean, do you think that I'm being too harsh where I'm saying I'm not gonna marry you if you've been having this pattern of farting purposely in front of me even before we got married?
Oh, that's not, you know, to be honest, that's not that doesn't make sense.
Wait, you're saying it doesn't make sense for me to say not to marry them, or it doesn't make sense for them to do it?
No, I mean, not to, you know, marry with the people who is farting.
Nope, sorry. Well, I...
No, I mean, that's not true. That's not true, you know. I don't care, but the thing is, I used to hate my boyfriend, and that's why I hate him more, even.
Okay. All right. And you even said in your thing, my ex used to fart and I hated it, to be honest, and led me to hate him more. If you were a nice guy, I would fall in love with him. I mean, see, I mean, so, I mean, I just think that people, I just think that people have these habits So Shelby, so this is something that you're gonna be dealing with literally until one of y'all drop dead. I'm serious.
I don't do that to him though.
No, I'm saying when I say that you have to deal with, I'm saying that until
because I mean I'm not gonna train him off just because he farts. I mean, everybody does it. You can't sit there and say you don't.
I mean, I'm not saying that you don't, but to purposely come into a room and do it, you know, just to piss you off and then walk out of the room. Everybody doesn't do that. Hey, Ralph, welcome. Everyone doesn't do that. Let's see. Lou says, my ex-wife farted in front of me the first day we met. And I'm not saying, I know things slip. I know things slip. Things, you know, yes, the belches slip, the burps slip, the farts slip, you know, I mean, a lot of things. I mean, sometimes you're trying not to curse in front of someone. Sometimes that slips, you know, but to purposely do it. Hey, Greg, welcome. Let's see. Lou says, I told her she opened up a war. Bro says, what is becoming of this show? It's tits one day and farts the nets. well, bro, as it is, I don't know what you mean by what is becoming of this show. What do you mean? Are you saying my show is going down? What do you mean? Tell me. Let's see. It's all fair in love, farts and war. Farts are healthy. It's a great weight loss method. And again, this is my Thursday fun. Can't be serious all the time. And my shows during the week are very serious usually. So, okay. And Ralph says, are we talking about pod being a real life? I'm talking about real life. I mean, seriously. Let's see. I'm going up in the thing and see if I missed anybody's comments. No, but going back to, you know, getting past the gas stage, but why do people do that? Why do people do things and deflect it onto someone else? I mean, even if, like I said, even something, you know, that kid, you know, was the one that broke your window with the baseball, but he'll say that it was his friend that was with them. Why do people do stuff to blame on someone else when they kind of know that it was you?
Well, I mean, baseballs are way different than farts.
well, no, but I'm just saying. Okay, but going back to again the question, I swear it wasn't me. And when we were little, whoever said it, even you would say whoever said it did it, whatever. But is it usually, especially with kids, is usually the one who is the tattletale to me? Sometimes are the ones that actually. Mm-hmm. Did the transgression or whatever. They're the ones who are the blame for whatever. So,
right.
You know, so the people who, like, what is it? Thou protest too much. So is it the person who keeps saying, it wasn't me, I swear, it wasn't me, you know, and it really was them?
I believe a lot of the time that in certain situations, that particular kid is probably a troublemaker. So they want to see how, like Ralph said, they want to see how those people will react.
Okay, but...
And then they're looking for negative attention, too. They probably don't get enough attention at home, so they're going to get any kind of attention that they can. So they figure, well, I'll do this and blame it on so and so, you know. And
so, okay, well, in that case, then why not own it? Why not just own it? Why not just own what you did?
Because sometimes, you know, people get praised, you know, for telling on them.
This is true.
Can you hear me now?
Hello, bro. What? Welcome.
What's going on? Salad, listen, this show is getting fun. When I say what is happening, I see some days you're Phil Donahue and other days it's the Jerry Springer show. We might as well just say Solid.
Well, no, on Thursdays. Thursdays was my Thursday fun show. So Thursday was the days that I was trying to have fun, but then I had to stop the Thursday fun because when I was trying to have fun, people would come on here and get too serious, and they would change the whole topic into this whole serious thing. So I stopped with the Thursday fun because some people just don't know how to have fun. So.
You know what? That is absolutely right. But Salad, you asked the question, why do people like blaming what they do on other people? Because it's fun to get away with stuff. You know, if you walk into a room, Salad, and it's a room full of people and you let one rip, right? You know, it'd be real cool to blame the sister that's sitting down eating Oreo cookies because she looked more like she did it anyway.
Okay. Wait, okay. What does that mean she looks like? How do you look like you just farted? How do you look like that?
If you eating Oreo cookies and you dunking them in milk, you are subject to fart. So let's get
See, that's just wrong. That is just wrong. I'm telling you, even though before you came on, I did say that I purposely, when I was working at a job that I didn't like, I purposely was letting some rip, and I was like walking around the room and people were like, who did? I'm like, I don't know. That's gross. You know, I didn't do that, but I never blamed anyone. I mean, I never said, oh, it was bro, or it was Shelby. Ellie, it was you.
But it gotta be somebody that looks as if they're subject to fart at that very moment.
No, say but, for, I mean, okay, but okay, but bro, come on now, because okay, because you can have somebody. Somebody who looks. I mean, anybody could look like they're subject to pass gas. No,
What if somebody is walking, and it seems like their steps are like really strenuous? You know, they look like they are subject to fart at any given second.
I can tell you, bro, my husband has no look on his face when he lifts it rip.
But he might lift his leg up. Say the instance.
Only in the vehicle.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Now you sound like, okay. Anyway, go ahead.
See, Solid Blue, say for instance, you was a martial artist, right? And you just going in there and you punching and you kicking. You know, one of those kicks is going to go beyond the barometer of your kickability. And that's when you'll be subject to let one rip because you put that little strain on the vein. You understand what I'm saying?
Strain on the vein.
On the vein.
Yes, bro. Yes, that I do get. I just want to read what Grid said. He says, I broke my aunt's vase and blamed it on her cat. Grid, I did the same thing. I was visiting my aunt one summer, and I broke her lamp, and I blamed it on her dog. So I did. So yes.
Wait a minute, you know, Ellie, are you serious?
Okay, I'm sorry, what?
Ellie, she's farting in Afghanistan is illegal.
Yeah, I mean, it's illegal, and it's ruled by Taliban.
What?
How can they tell?
How? Wait. Well, first of all, that's a bodily function.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. You know, it might be weird, but you know that's just a rule up there. And
is it just for women, or is it anybody?
No, both of the gender. Doesn't matter.
I mean, so what happens if you're caught?
Maybe you should go to the court.
I mean, are you put to death? Are they fining you $200? I mean, you go to court and then.
Yeah, then the court, and you might get fined, you know, by the court.
That is wild. I mean, I've heard of
because
of,
they believe that farting is haram, I guess.
Yeah, that's whack.
No, meanwhile,
that's necessary, Salad. Say, for instance, you're a car, right? And you know, and your exhaust pipes need to be cleaned out.
But we're not talking about a car. We are talking about a bodily function that I'm pretty sure that the people who are fighting you and telling you that you just broke the law just got finished letting a couple rip themselves. I mean, that is ridiculous. I mean,
but you know, Solid, you might rip it out your fartinator, because human bodies have a fartinator like a car have an alternator.
Okay,
and you know.
Go on.
And you know when your fartinator is getting ready to go off. So it's up to you to clear a room or anywhere that you are. You understand what
I mean? Okay, no, bro. I mean that's going too far. Now again, and I'm not saying that someone does it on purpose. I'm saying there are times, and we've all done it, where they just slip. Where they just slip. You can't necessarily run out the room or go to the bathroom, whatever. Sometimes they just slip. So you're going to sit up here and arrest me or fine me or put me to death or whatever, because
if you're running, you might carry your scent with you. But if you're standing still, you're going to odorize a whole room.
But what does that have to do? I mean, do you understand how crazy that sounds, that I accidentally let one slip? And yes, I am standing there. You're going to sit up here and arrest me because I did not purposely go up to you and let one rip in front of your face. It was an accident. So you are going to arrest me for that?
Yes, because if, say, for instance, you have COVID and you let one go, it becomes a poisonous gas because your fart might be COVID-y.
It might be laced with COVID. Okay, now that sounds like a conspiracy theory, whatever. So, I mean, that sounds ridiculous, bro. I'm sorry. So when you think of all of the laws that have been passed over the years that are just ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry.
COVID. I mean, Solid Blue, say for instance, you're in a romantic situation and a man, he hug you and he going in for the kiss and you let one rip. What you just did was you violated his nasals. See, sometimes.
Go ahead.
Sometimes you are within nasal violation, and you have to be punished for that.
So my significant other, husband, boyfriend, whatever, is hugging me, and again, you know, I accidentally, it's not like I purposely and chose to pass gas in his presence, and I'm probably embarrassed because I did it, whatever. So, but it's, you know, and I say I'm sorry, but I have committed a nasal violation. Seriously?
Yes.
I mean, okay, so you are going to tell me that you have never ever accidentally let one slip in a romantic situation when you're sitting at a table during lunch, whatever. It was an accident. You have never, ever, ever, ever done that.
I'm always in nasal violation. I stay in fart jail. It's something like Facebook jail. Listen,
oh, Lord.
You got to have, you know, if you mess up on Facebook, they put you in Facebook jail. If you mess up on Twitter, they put you there too. But you got to understand, it's penalties for all our infractions.
I'm just going to say,
that's deep.
I hear you. That's the only thing I can say, bro, is I hear you.
Solid Blue, if you got a puppy, and I know you do, you cannot just walk through the park just letting it rip, because then you will need a pooper scooper for yourself and your dog. You'll need aerosol.
Okay. First of all, if I'm walking my dog and if I'm passing gas walking through the park, I'm passing gas. I'm not doing my business in the middle of the park, so I don't need a pooper scooper for myself. However, I do clean up after my dog. But I mean, if you're walking down the street and you're just walking down the street and you're letting one rip and there's no one around you, what's the big deal?
I mean, it depends on where it came from, the Richter scale of fartization.
Oh, Lord. Listen, you know, Lord, bro. I mean, come on.
No, because sometimes you can let out a 10 on the Richter scale, and people in buildings will be, you know, suffering from the servations of the fartizations. You got to understand. It's like.
Now are we making this shit up, bro?
I'm having fun.
Okay, so Hoff says, is farting an assault? Technically, a proverbial pulling of the finger could count as an assault or battery. Generally, an assault is an attempt or threat to injure another person, while a battery would be actually contacting another person in a harmful, offensive manner. So, what do you think about that, bro? Is farting an assault?
Yes, it is, because it actually touched people. Understand this. Do you know if you let one go in close enough proximity, people behind you are subject to feel the heat. You understand? Say for instance, you're laying in the bed with your significant other and you under the covers, and you let one rip, he'll wonder why his leg got so warm all of a sudden. You know, you got to understand.
Well, I don't think he would wonder. I think he would know that I let one rip. Exactly. You know, I don't think he'll wonder. I mean, it's like, excuse me, did you just, you know, yeah, I did. You know, so see? I don't think there's any wondering there. I mean, he would know that I let one rip.
Do you know why people should go to jail if they pass gas? Because I was with a young lady. Her fart was so severe when it came to smellnicity.
Smellnicity?
Yes.
I swear.
I don't think that's the word either, but go ahead.
No, because it gave me arthritis in my knees. Listen, Yes, they do things to people. That's why it should be an offense. It's assault. It's definitely assault.
Was your knees up their butt?
No, it was near there. Understand? Because I was a little taller than her. She was kind of short. So her hind parts was right at my knees. And she gave me knees.
Your knees were up her butt.
Yeah, she gave me measles.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Hoff says this is hilarious. It's ridiculously hilarious. You left that adjective out. And Ellie says, if a fart is the culprit of explosion in a house and causes fire in the woods, Lord, easy to blame it on the dog. Yeah, you know, and dogs, when they let one rip, it stinks. Okay, that's going through extremes. Yes, Juju, you think? This is power of the fart. You just need to set your farts to the car horns in case no one can hear. Yeah. Oh, Lord. I let them rip in stores and make them loud. And, oh, good Lord. Blame it on the wife. Oh, kiss of death. I would definitely get an A in that course. Ellie, I still can't get over the fact that that's against the law. That just amazes me. I mean, but then again, I guess I don't know.
Did you hear what Lucy?
Ohema cake. I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Did you hear what Lou said in the chat? He said he farted near the eggs in the supermarket.
That's an offense because
you can crack them. If you fart.
Come on, bro. You're making this up. You are making this
no.
up.
That
is such a far reach.
I mean, that's from your nasalicity to, what was the other one? You had so many.
The fart nader.
So you are going to. You are going to tell me that passing gas next to egg can make him make an egg crack.
Yes. If you're in the supermarket at Walmart, at the super Walmart, and you're walking down the egg aisle and you go near the eggs and let one rip, just that rumble alone will almost have volcanic proportions on them eggs, causing all of them to crack.
Okay. You'll go you're going to go to jail.
Man, that's a massive fart.
I mean, that's a massive fart. I mean, because I can say that having been through a couple of earthquakes, whatever, there are some earthquakes that don't even crack eggs. So I doubt very seriously if a fart is going to crack eggs. I mean, there are some eggs that can live through a hurricane, a tornado, whatever. So I doubt very seriously if someone passing gas in the super Walmart is going to
Do you know Solid Blue, if you bend over and let one rip and somebody put a Vic lighter behind you, you will cause a torch.
Yes, and that was a trivia that I did share before you came on. That yes, you can.
That's why you can hurt people. Literally assault people with those things.
And Ellie, don't encourage him. You with the nasal violation. Don't encourage him, Ellie, no, Ellie, no, not you too, not you too.
Really?
Oh Lord!
He don't need that. Don't move that.
And Juju says he's definitely going to get one ripped from me. And Grid, keep your offenses to yourself. We don't need to know. We don't need to know. Juju, that's gross.
No, Juju
she has her PhD in farting, Juju.
Yes.
Girlfriend, I would have expected more from you, Juju. I would have expected, girl.
See what your show do to people.
You my friend,
on Thursday.
You my friend. You supposed to.
Solid, that's your fault.
How is it my fault? That was my fault?
Yes, because you're messing up Juju's mind. Say for instance,
now I'm messing up Juju's mind. She has her PhD, and I'm messing up her mind.
Yes, because you giving it to her with this show right here. You got to understand. Oh, you are putting caps and gowns on people right now.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, mercy, mercy. Hey, Smoke, welcome. Mercy, 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 mercy. I mean, y'all reaching. Y'all are seriously reaching. And Ellie says the philosophy of a fart is to affirm, let it go. And Lou says, damn, I've never cracked an egg with a fart. Now I have something on a bucket list. No. And Juju says in Florida, it's illegal to fart in public place after 6 p.m. Are you serious? So it might be a good idea to stay away from that second helping of beans. Okay, now y'all are making me Google stuff. I mean, Florida is crazy for, and yeah, Lou, I am talking about Florida again. But I did not open the door to it. Juju did. Okay, so now, you know, Florida has some crazy laws coming out of there, but come on, farting after six. I mean, come on.
Yes, because if you fart after midnight, you might not affect as many people. So farting after six is dangerous because you got rush hour fart traffic.
Oh, Lord. Now we got rush hour fart traffic. Oh, Lord have mercy. And y'all talk about California. Okay, Juju, it is actually illegal to fart in a public place after 6 p.m. So, you know, that is just stupid. That is just downright stupid. I'm sorry.
I told you, Solid. You thought I was playing. See, you got to remember, I'm a fartologist.
Wait, no, Juju's the one that said the word in Florida. You're the one that's talking about this nasal fartinator and all that.
But I confirmed it. When she said it, I confirmed it because I said, after midnight, you affected less people. Oh, remember, I said, Lord, it was rush hour for traffic.
Shy Lady, welcome. Welcome, Shy Lady. I'm so disappointed in Juju right now. So Charlene, please don't let me have a disappointment with you, please. I mean, and Charlene Bro is on here making up words, kind of reminds you of Tracy. What's her name? Tracy Braxton. Too. When she would make up words.
You know? No, because Sally Blue, understand this. Do you know Albert Einstein would appreciate this show because he understood that the gaseousness of a fart would be
the gaseousness. the gaseousness. The gaseousness. What the hell does that mean? The gaseousness. See,
because it's enough compulsion in the gas to send a time machine back in time. See, you can put people out of their aura by letting one go. You can send them back into another dimension. That's why after six is dangerous.
You know what? I think you've been watching Quantum Leap too much.
See, look what Lou said. He said 1.21 gigabytes.
See now y'all got what is it? What movie was that?
That was Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. I mean, see y'all, and then Ellie's talking about a fart fetish. You can turn it into gas oxygen. And then Charlotte, see, like, wow, what I have come into the show today. I don't know. What did I come into the show today with nasal regulators and gas? What did you say? The gaseousness or whatever. Words that don't even make sense.
Yes, Solid Blue. Look up gaseousness right now on your cell phone. Google that right now. The gaseousness.
Look it up.
I've never heard of that. But
I'm looking it up on my computer. I'm not on my phone. So gaseousness is not a word.
Yes, it is. Because it correlate with the gaseousness.
The gaseousness of the gaseousness of the fart. Yes. I mean, okay. Okay. All right. The gas.
Lord.
Okay. And Gris says, I use gas deodorant chicks. Oh, that's gross. That's just gross. Hoff says, gasiness. Okay. Gassiness can be related to the mechanical disturbance of stretch of a blockage in the stomach, small intestines, or in intestine.
See, that has a lot to do with gasnaciousness. And with the gasnaciousness, it blocks everything, Solid Blue. Just like if somebody lets one go right in front of you, you will lose a little bit of your breath. It blocks your nasal passages. Because you will be like, oh my, that's what make us make that gas face when people let one go near us. Because we can't breathe under those circumstances.
Okay, all right. So you said a gas face.
Yes.
So is the gas face the same as, and I'm being serious now. Is the gas face the same as the body odor face? I mean, if something smells, you're just going to have that look on your face, period. If something smells, if you pass by, if you're driving or you're walking and you pass by a dead animal, you are going to smell it and you're going to have that look. So if something smells, you're going to have that look. So to me, the look is the same.
But it depends on the degree of funk. See, because the funknacity. Listen, you know.
Oh Lord.
The funknacity, would it say for instance you ride past a dead skunk, that's gonna be enough funknation. You understand? To make you stop your heart. You won't even be able to breathe. See, everything that you smell ain't to that degree, but some farts from humans are. They are terrible.
Okay, Daddy Hoff, stop laughing. Stop encouraging him. Just stop. And Juju says, I make no faces. Oh, go. Oh, gross. I'm not even going to read that grid. Funk Nation, new music group. You think? Is it a new music group?
Yeah, because they stink. Listen, let me say this. If ever you hear something and somebody turned the whole group into that word that is bad, that means they are just as bad as that word is. There are some groups that really suck, and Funk Nation might be one of them.
Bro, I must say that on today's show, I have learned that there are people in this world who can come up with a word to fit their narrative. That is what I have learned on this show.
See, Shy Lady, understand. Listen, this is why I love Shy Lady. She said One Nation under a groove, getting down just for the funk of it. See, she understand the funkosity of the situation that we're dealing with right now.
Okay, see, Shy Lady, I'm about to revoke our friendship card, because now you and Juju have both come on here co-signing and encouraging the ridiculousness of the Funk Nation and the Funk City and the gas naciousness and the funkometer and all this other stuff that he has said. I am withdrawing my card. Or your
solid
card.
Group. You need those types of friends, because that's what make your Fun Thursdays fun. Just imagine if the next Fun Thursday, Shy Lady didn't come, Juju didn't come, Grid, none of the people that's laughing, or none of the people that's it'll be boring. See, we need them.
Well, I mean, well,
they
I don't,
are team
I
players.
Mean, I mean, I don't know, because can anything top last week?
No, right now, guess who they are, Solid Blue?
Thank you, welcome.
Right now, Solid Blue, they are your renegades of funk. Like you,
okay, Shy Lady. So now you and Juju and Hoff and all the rest of y'all, Lou, y'all are all renegades of funk. Okay.
I like that song particularly.
I just don't know what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do, y'all. Okay, and Grid. Okay, yes, Grid. There are a lot of people that are like that. Okay, discrimination. Yes, Ellie. Yes, I am discriminating. I am right now. I don't know, TTQ. I'm not sure what you walked into, and I don't know. You probably gonna go sign for them too, bro. And Juju and Ellie says, Juju, we should go on protest and stand up for our rights. Y'all, see now this. See, if we were all in a room together right now, I bet y'all would just be letting one rip left and right. Y'all would. Y'all would. You would. Y'all would.
Do you know? Say for instance. You know, they really went the extra mile to deal with the funk offenses. They can put people through funk semination. And funk semination is the elimination of those who stink. Listen, let's... do you know they come up... Right now, the scientists made a funk incinerator. Have you seen one of those?
No, don't think that I have.
See, a funk incinerator, what it does... You ever watch Star Trek when they say beam me up, Scotty, and they just disappear? They have been funk-cinerated. And we didn't know that back then, because that language hadn't evolved yet. But now that we have it today, now we understand just what Scotty was doing. He was funk-cinerating people.
Oh, bro. bro, bro. Bro, bro. Bro.
Yes.
Did you have these words in your vocabulary before you came on today's show?
Yes, because I always studied this. And it's funny that you had this show today, because now I get to show just where I'm at in my studies.
Okay, and Lou says, so far this show has been fantastic. Put me on the mic and I'll let you listen to the bear's fart, Juju. I'm so disappointed in you, Juju.
Do you see what you're doing to Juju, Salad Blue?
Juju. And then TQ, now he's starting.
Yeah. Yes, because he said he flabbergasted. Yes, that means you see, because he smelled something that made him angry before. He understands.
Wait, it made him angry? It made him angry?
Yes, because he's flabbergasted. Yes. Understand this. Do you know if somebody let one go and it's not wholesome, because you can almost tell what they ate. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody had eaten some chitlins around me before, and when they let one go, it was chitterlingus. You understand what I'm saying? You know the chitterlings? It was chitterlingus, and it was really terrible. I almost died, Solid Blue. They had to rush me to the emergency room.
So considering that chitterlings stink anyway, when you're making them, whatever, how could you even tell? They could just have played it off like it was still the lingering of the chitterlings cooking. So
no, because what happens is when there's an old funk, you can tell when it's enhanced with a new one.
An old funk enhanced with a new one.
Yes, because when something come and just one up that funk just a little bit more, it brings a crispness to that funk.
A crispness? Oh, yes. Lord, it's not like, what is this, Kentucky Fried Chicken now? You have your extra crispy?
Yes, because people will say Merry Christmas to you. They ain't never told you Merry Christmas. I see, because those farts are crystal clear. Makes them real crispy.
Oh, and then Juju says, that's a murder, bro. Oh, and Blue says, I'm glad you all are liking and enjoying the show. Lord have mercy. I did not know it was going to go this way, but but bro, you have definitely enhanced the I'm looking for a forward one of your words. Look, you've enhanced the something something. I don't know.
See, when I first turned on this show, it was a certain viscosity that I was experiencing, right? And then I started understanding and recognizing what it was. It was the smellicity of this show. So I said, okay, maybe I could join in become...
The smellicity?
Yes. You never heard that word?
The smellicity? No. And I think Lou just made up a word. I am ecstatic today. I feel relieved all of a sudden.
See, he is ecstatic. You know, it's really ecstatic, right? That means happy. But ecstatic means he's mad as hell. He said he felt relieved of a sudden thing that he didn't understand at first. See, that's ecstatic. That's when you become angry at the asses in your mess when people let one go. You ain't never been angry at a bunch of asses around you.
Let one go on purpose, and yeah, but if someone lets one slip, I can't exactly get mad at somebody.
Yes, so you become Asiatic. Yes, he's absolutely right.
And Lou says, by law, I have till 6 p.m. Yeah, Lou, you live in Florida, so you do have until 6 p.m. to let it all out. Oh, Lord have mercy. You all are crazy. Crazy, cray, 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 cray. Well, I'm going to start with you, bro, and ask you, do you have any last words? Because I am at my hour.
Yes. From now on your Thursday, fun shows, please don't consider this topic no more, because then I'll have to go back to the lab and make up some words.
We've already done it. Aha! You did make up words. So this topic has already been done, and this was a topic I was going to do a couple of weeks ago, but I changed it to I think we did the Sinbad show in this place. But anyway, Shelby, do you have any last words?
I just appreciate Ro and his dictionary of words.
Okay, Miss Ellie.
Thank you for the show. I really enjoyed that, and I can say just let it go.
Let it rip. Oh boy. Scene Chalet says, bro, do you remember the character of Oswald that Bates on Living Color? Yes. I really enjoyed the show today. Thank you, everyone. Oswald Bates, Living Color. All right. So I am going to take it out with Bro and Shy Lady. One Nation Under a Groove. Monday is Memorial Day. There will be no show on Monday. I know I've done 3 Mondays in a row with no shows, but no show this coming Monday. But I will be back on Tuesday. So I am going to clear the panel, and we're going to take it out with One Nation Under a Groove. Here we go.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Call to be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we be. chance to dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be grooving up and down Hang Up Alleyway. Groove our only guy. We shall all be moving.
Beat no fam and up.
Giving you more of what we're talking for.
Well, everyone, that was it. We had 7 minutes of Funk Nation. Excuse me. So, everyone, enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world. As always, guys, I appreciate all of you for coming out. I know it's the middle of the day. You all have things to do. But thank you very, very much. And I truly, truly mean that. So, again, wherever you are, enjoy your day or weekend. And always, go where the wind takes you. Bye.